Hey guys, so today I was cleaning my room and all that stuff, and my dad barged in, and you know, we were talking about life and what, you know, what I wanted for myself, and also what I wanted for my future. And I decided I wanted to be a homeowner, but I can't go a normal route because I hate 30-year mortgages. So I might as well give me a condemned house out of the state where I live at. And my dad just so happens to bring up being a bachelor and dating. And I got agitated. I got agitated because, you know, he doesn't seem to see the climate out here. He's not seeing the climate. He's not seeing much of anything. He's just sitting there saying, you know, I felt comfortable with black women all my life. And I want that for you too, which, you know, that's fine and all, but a lot, and I mean a lot, of women in general in my age group are either married, divorced, have kids, single mothers, or are broken, are wanting to be saved. That's the truth. I see it every single day. I see women who are younger than me by at least 10 years, got 2, 3, 4 kids. Literally. So, you know, I was sitting there, you know, eating my egg omelet. I'm going low carb. I'm actually starting a diet. The whole family's starting a diet, and I'm losing weight. I was sitting there eating my egg omelet, you know, and I was sitting there thinking, does he not realize what's out here? Does he not realize the broken mentality of most Western women? A lot of guys see it now. Oh, excuse me. A lot of guys see it. And it's all by, you know, the people at the top, I won't name them, who wanted it this way. And they got what they wanted. Women got what they wanted. It may have taken 120 years, but they got what they wanted. And now they're complaining about it. I can't save my community. Now, for those of you who don't know, I'm a black guy, okay, I'm a Negro, I'm not going to save my community, I'm not going to save anyone. Them days are over. Being a Superman, putting on my cape, those things I'm not going to be doing for anyone or anything. I'll help out my family, my immediate family, my parents, I'll help them out, because they've really looked after me. But, you know, these girls out here, they gotta like make better decisions. They have to make better choices in life, and a part of making better choices is having sexual discipline. Now, I'll be 36 in May. All right, in the middle of May, I'll be 36. I'm still a virgin. Never been on a date. Never had a girlfriend. None of that. These girls out here are sleeping around at 14, 15. And they're sleeping around with people who are like 10 years older than them. To be honest, that should be sex offender crime charges. Like, if you premeditatively are 14, 15, lying about your age, having false ID, and really manipulating an older man into thinking you're older, you should be charged as a sex offender. That right there will cut that out. But anyway, I'll talk about that later. But anyway, these women out here need to stop sleeping around. These women out here need to stop having all these kids. These women out here need to stop going for the bad boys, because I grew up hearing that my whole life. And me being a square, because I'm a square, I've been overlooked. I've been overlooked my whole life. And I'm not going to sit here and reach back for my community from like 2004 and try to like save it and raise a kid. I don't have time for that. Okay, I don't. Anyone who does that is a fool. Okay, when I was a loyal soldier, a blue-pilled soldier, I did everything for people. And you know what? It left me broke. It left me alone. It left me miserable. It left me with no money. That's what reaching back does to you. And I've done that too many times, wishing the best for people, trying to, you know, do best for people, trying to do good by people, you know, I'll give you this and you're going to pay me back, right? And they never do. They never do. So, you know, being a bachelor, having my own place, my own house, I'm saving up for a house. That's great. I'm happy for me. I'm making moves. I'm doing better in life. I'm owning my car this year. But as for helping people, as for saving people, as for, you know, everybody able, you know, all of that crap, I'm not doing that. Them days are over. Them days are over. I'm going to move into my house. I'm going to save up, first of all. I'm going to save up. Move into my house, all right? I'm going to have no Wi-Fi, no internet, and I'm going to do my job, whatever that may be, in IT, because I'm training for that, and I'm pretty much just going to show up and just not talk to people, because there's no point. There's no point. I'm going to mine cryptocurrency on my phone, and I'm just going to keep it moving. Keep it moving. So, just a little annoyance, just my little rant for today. Sorry I haven't been posting personal videos and stuff. I've been busy. So, that's it. All right, bye guys.